Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get to our Raise the Roof game highlights, brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, and customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. Well, the Wildcats got the ball first in this game. They punted to the Blue Devils, who started from their own 23, and immediately quarterback Riley Leonard went to work. An 18-yard pass to Jalen Calhoun, a 9-yarder to his running back Waters, and got it down into the inside the Northwestern 40, then a 23-yard pass to Calhoun. Eventually, they got to the 16. Jalen Coleman scored from there, and Duke had a 7-0 lead 4.5 minutes into the game. The Wildcats got a drive going following the kickoff. They moved it into Duke territory, but Adam Stage would miss a 38-yard field goal try, and the score remained 7-0. The Blue Devils took over on the 20, aided by a personal foul penalty, a late hit. They would drive 80 yards in 5 plays, and their running back, Jordan Waters, would cap the drive with a 42-yard touchdown run. It was 14-0 with 3:17 to go in the first. After the Wildcats went 3 and out, Luke Akers unleashed a 52-yard punt, pinning Duke back deep in their own end. On a 3rd and 6, though, from the Duke 14-yard line, Leonard would connect with Eli Pankol as wide receiver for 81 yards down to the Wildcat 5-yard line. And in the opening moments of the second quarter, Duke would cash in. Trips left the wide side, second and goal at the 3-yard line. They'll bring Calhoun in motion this time, and Waters again. He stood up by Adebare, fights down to the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Duke. Waters on a 3-yard run, and it is 20-0 Blue Devils. 21-0 with the extra point, a 90-yard, 5-play drive. The Cats, though, would answer quickly, starting from their own 25. Ryan Helinski hooking up on passes to Bryce Kurtz and Jensen Hooper Price for 25 yards into Duke territory, aided by a pass interference call. They would get down to the Duke 6. Hull in at running back. First and goal for the Wildcats. Helinski hands Hull right up the middle, fighting for the end zone. Touchdown! Evan Hull takes it in for the Wildcats from 6 yards out. That final strong push at the end of that run got him into the end zone, and the Wildcats are on the board. It's 21-6. 21-7 with the extra point. The Wildcats would put a drive together of nearly 5 minutes right at the end of the half, and cap it with this Adam Stage field goal of 34 yards with 30 seconds to go until halftime to make the score 21-10. Duke took the second half kickoff and was driving, second and goal at the 9 of Northwestern, but Leonard was intercepted in the end zone, a bobble by Eli Pankol, and in the arms of Garnett Hollis, the Wildcat corner, who also bobbled it but caught it. The interception in the end zone, giving the Wildcats the ball at the 20. They would move out down to the Duke 41, where Helinski would lose the ball. It was recovered by Duke, and that would set up a field goal try for the Blue Devils. No good for Ham from 38 yards out, and the score remained 21-10. Cats took over at the 21 after the kick, and they would put a drive together aided by a pass interference penalty. They got down to the 39-yard line of Duke, where they faced fourth down. We'll operate from the shotgun here on this fourth down call. And Helinski going to throw on fourth down. Left side's got hold. 35-30. Far sideline 20. 15-10 to the end zone. It is a touchdown. Evan Hull on 4th and 3, 39 yards from Ryan Helinski. And things have gotten tight here in Evanston. with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Cats would go for two, and Helinski's pass was picked off in the end zone. So it was a 21-16 game going to the fourth. But early in the fourth quarter, the Blue Devils were on the drive, and they would go 77 yards in eight plays. Leonard, 8 yards to Jordan Moore for the touchdown, and that made it 28-16. It remained that way until less than 6 minutes to go into the game. The Wildcats put an 80-yard drive together. They got to the 14-yard line, and Helinski went to the air. Third and 10 here at the 14-yard line. Snap to Helinski. Looking towards the middle. Touchdown! Donnie Navarro caught it at the goal line. His second touchdown in two games. And the Cats pull themselves right back in it with 5:49 to go. Second touchdown pass today for Ryan Helinski. A strike to the transfer, Donnie Navarro. 5:49 left, 28-23. The Cats would have another chance after forcing a three and out by the Blue Devils, getting the ball with 4:23 to go from their own 25-yard line, but Helinski would be intercepted, giving Duke the ball at the Northwestern 34. That would lead to a Charlie Hamm chip shot field goal of 18 yards, but the Cats still had hope because the score was 31-23. The Cats would drive from their own 25-yard line to the 12-yard line of Duke with seconds remaining. The Wildcats had a chance. They had no timeouts, but they drove almost the length of the field from the 12-yard line. Hull appeared on his way to a touchdown, which would give the Cats a chance to tie with the two-point conversion. On his way into the end zone, he lost the ball. It popped out. It was recovered in the end zone by Duke. They did look at the replay. The play was upheld, and Duke was able to take a knee and finish this one off by a final score of 31-23. But some pretty incredible numbers here. Evan Hull, 14 catches, 213 receiving yards for the Wildcat running back, who had a spectacular day. Evan Hull on the receiving end, a lot of Helinski passes. He was, receiving yards, certainly a career high for receptions as well. The first 200-yard receiving game for the Wildcats since Flynn Nagel had 220 yards against Nebraska in 2018. And that was also when Clayton Thorson passed for 455 yards. Ryan Helinski passed for 435 in this one.